I prepared something for the little ones, but since there are not many here, I think I'll tell you a little story instead. I know Catherine was going to read something for me, but I'll just tell the story. Thank you, Catherine. This morning, let me try and put this on. This morning, I thought we'd look at faith, the fear factor. And I found this story, which I thought was quite interesting. Maybe some of you have heard this story, I don't know. But they say it's a true story. It's about a little girl who was coming back from holidays with her, with the family. And halfway into the flight, the plane started experiencing severe turbulence, which increasingly got worse. And one of the passengers who was in that flight described the fear that he witnessed in people's faces. He said some people were convinced that that was it, that was the end. They were actually going to die. So some started praying, and people started doing all sorts of funny things. But there was a little girl sitting in one corner. She had her book with her. She fastened her seatbelt, just like everybody else did, and carried on reading her book. And everything in her little space, in her quiet space there, seemed quite normal. She carried on, ignored what was going on. Everything seemed so calm and orderly for her. Whilst the adults were busy, stressing all over the place, as the plane went up, down, side to side, she remained completely composed and unafraid. And apparently there was a priest in that flight as well, and he witnessed everything. And luckily, the storm calmed down, and the plane landed safely. And he decided to go and have a little chat with that girl. So they talked about the storm, what happened, and he asked the girl why she wasn't afraid. And she replied, because my daddy is the pilot, and he's taking me home. Because my daddy is the pilot, and he's taking me home. That's all she was interested in. She knew she was going home. Her dad was there. She felt safe. I thought, what total faith in someone can do to you? There are many kinds of storms that can batter us. Physical, mental, financial, or domestic. And these storms can quickly darken the skies and throw our plane into turmoil. And I'm sure we've been through times like that. I was, when I was doing that course. I lost 4 members of my family successively. And I'm sure it will happen again in future. But what we need to remember is that this journey, this path that we've taken, God is the pilot. Our Father in heaven is the pilot. He is in control. And he's taking us home. So we're not to worry. And to remember that today, the risen Christ appears to give us his peace. Amen.